In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Purgatory is the state of purification in which souls are after death, because nothing unclean may come into it. No one who does what is loathsome or false, but only those who are listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. The Catechism of the Catholic Church affirms, all who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation. But after death, they undergo purification, so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. Catechism 1030. In purgatory, there is no despair, because they are sure of salvation. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich felt from her earliest age the need to pray for them. And she tells us, when I was still a child, I was led by a person whom I did not know to a place that seemed like purgatory. I saw many souls there who were in pain and begged me to pray for them. It seemed to me that I had been led into a deep abyss where there was a wide space that greatly impressed me, filled me with terror and confusion. I saw men very silent and sad, in whose faces it was glimpsed, despite everything, that in their hearts they rejoiced, as if they were thinking of God's mercy. I didn't see any fire, but I knew that those poor souls suffered great pains internally. When I prayed with great fervor for the souls of purgatory, I heard voices saying in my ear, "Thank you, thank you." Once, going to church, I lost a small medal that my mother gave me, which caused me a lot of sadness. I considered that I had sinned for not having taken better care of that object, and with this, I forgot to pray that afternoon for the souls of purgatory. But when I went to the shed for firewood, a white figure appeared to me, with black spots, saying, "Are you forgetting me?" I was very afraid, and at once I made the prayer that I had forgotten. I found the medal the next day under the snow, when I went to say my prayer. When I was older, I went to early Mass in Coesfeld. To better pray for the souls of purgatory, I took a lonely path. It had not yet dawned, and I saw them two by two, swaying in front of me like brilliant pearls in the middle of a pale flame. The path became very clear to me, and I was glad that the souls were around me, because I knew and loved them very much. Also at night, they came to me and asked me to relieve them. It is very sad that at the moment so little help is given to the souls of purgatory. Their misery is great, for they cannot do anything for their own good. But when someone begs for them, or suffers, or gives some alms on their behalf, at that very moment this work is exchanged for their good, and they become as happy and are said to be as happy as the one to whom they give fresh water to drink when he is about to faint. Tonight, September 27th, 1820, I asked much for the souls of purgatory, and I have seen many admirable punishments they suffer, and the incomprehensible mercy of God. I have seen the infinite justice and mercy of God, and there is nothing truly good in man that is not useful to him. I have seen good and evil pass from parents to children and become health or misery by their will and cooperation. I have seen souls being helped in an admirable way with the treasures of the church and with the charity of its members. And all this was a true substitution and satisfaction for their faults, not lacking either mercy or justice, although both are infinitely great. I have seen many states of purification. In particular, I have seen those priests punished who are fond of comfort and tranquility, who often say, "With a little corner in heaven, I am happy. I pray, say Mass, confess." They will feel unspeakable torments and lively desires for good works, and all the souls whom they have deprived of their help will be seen in their presence, and they will have to suffer a heartbreaking desire to help them. All laziness will become torment for the soul, its stillness in impatience, its inertia in chains, and all these punishments are no longer inventions, since they proceed clearly and admirably from sin, like the disease from the damage that produces it. Oh, how many graces I have received from the souls of purgatory! I wish that everyone would share with me in this joy. What abundance of graces there are on earth, but how much the souls of purgatory are forgotten, while they sigh ardently. There, in various places, suffering different torments, they are full of anguish and longing to be helped. And though their affliction and need are great, they praise our Lord. Everything we do for them causes them infinite joy. Father Lindbergh stayed one night to take care of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich because her sister was not at home and Anne Catherine Emmerich was very ill. Around 11 at night, standing next to her bed, leaning on a small table, he heard someone knocking as if with a key. He got up, looked everywhere, and found nothing unusual. Other times, the same phenomenon occurred and he could not find the cause of those sounds. 2 weeks later, Father Lindbergh said that Anne Catherine Emmerich heard the noises during the night, and they were the souls in purgatory, because for a long time she had not prayed for them. In October of 1821, as All Souls Day approached, she did hard work at night on behalf of lost souls, known or unknown. Sometimes a soul or its angel would appear to ask for something as satisfaction. One night, the soul of a deceased person came and told her that something wrongfully acquired had been transmitted to her by her parents, and now her daughter has it, and she wanted her to warn her daughter to make a long journey in the middle of the snow to return it. She tells us, "When I was going to purgatory, I not only knew my friends, but also their relatives, whom I had never seen. Among the most abandoned souls, I have seen those poor souls of purgatory whom no one remembers and whose number is great, because many of our brothers in the faith do not pray for them. For these poor forgotten souls, I pray above all." Sometimes she would see an intense light pass before her eyes during the night, and she would hear them say, "I thank you." She believed that it was a soul from purgatory who came to thank her. One morning, she said to Father Rensing, "Tell the people in the confessional to pray a lot for the souls in purgatory. They, the souls of purgatory, when leaving, will pray for us in gratitude. Praying for them is pleasing to God, because we help them to enjoy the beatific vision more quickly." The Catechism of the Catholic Church affirms, "This perfect life with the Most Holy Trinity, this communion of life and love with the Trinity, with the Virgin Mary, the angels and all the blessed, is called heaven. Heaven is the ultimate end and fulfillment of the deepest human longings, the state of supreme, definitive happiness." Catechism 1024. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich lived moments of heaven on earth when she was in ecstasy, especially after communion. She also had many visions relating to heaven. "I saw an innumerable multitude of saints in infinite variety, however, being one in terms of the interior of their soul and in their way of feeling. They all lived and moved in a life of joy, all penetrated and reflected on each other. The space was like an infinite dome, filled with thrones, gardens, palaces, arches, bouquets of flowers, trees, all linked with wide paths and narrow paths that glittered like gold and precious stones. Above in the center was an infinite radiance, the throne of divinity. All the religious were together according to their order, and within it they were placed more or less high according to how their lives had been. The gardens were unspeakably beautiful and resplendent. They all sang a beautiful song, and with them I also sang. Then I looked at the earth, and I saw it lying in the water like a small spot. Everything around me seemed immense. Oh, life is so short. Its end is coming so quickly. But there is so much that can be gained in a short time that I do not dare to be saddened. With pleasure, I want to accept all the sufferings that God will send me." Certainly, life is so short that it is worth making good use of time and living for eternity. Heaven awaits us. God, as a loving Father, awaits us with open arms to give us endless happiness. Heaven will be the fullness of happiness, that is, overflowing happiness, where we will all speak the language of love. Now, not everyone will be equally happy. Our heaven will be as great as the measure of our love. Therefore, the important thing is to make good use of the time to grow each day on the path of love, to have each day more capacity to love, since according to that capacity, we will be more or less happy in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.